Abby Holden's dad was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's in his early 50s, but her family's journey with this disease didn't just start there. Abby and her mom, Ruth, share their caregiving story.
I have never known a life without Alzheimer's since I've been born. It started, that we know of, with my great-grandmother, her three children. Two of the three had Alzheimer's, and one of them was my grandma. And my grandma had three of her own children, one of being my dad, and all three of her children have Alzheimer's. And so I've gone through Alzheimer's with my grandma as a child. I've gone through it with my aunt. I've gone through it with my dad, and I'm currently going through it with my other aunt. There's seven of us in my generation, and right now we have one who is on hospice because of Alzheimer's. It's just always something that's been a part of our life.
It started for me when, it was in actually 1981, when my mother-in-law was diagnosed with it. I knew that something was dreadfully wrong when she forgot that our second son was not at her house one day when she was watching them both. So we got the diagnosis after that. And so I tried to help out my husband as much as I could. I would, you know, take care of her daily things. And at the same time, I was going to school full time and had three children. So it was a lot. She died in 99. Her daughter was diagnosed in about 2002. Then my husband was diagnosed. He was 51. Then I was a full-time caregiver for him. I know the last 3 years of his care, I wasn't able to leave him alone. And we knew what was coming. I mean, he had seen it with his mom, and we had talked when he was still in the early stages of it. And he said if I ever felt unsafe or that something happened and felt like he was going to do me harm, I had to put him in a home. And that happened one weekend. At that point, he was in the nursing home. And that's when Abby began taking care of me.
It was unreal. I had to put my dad into the home and do all of the entry for him and give him a tour. That was a very surreal moment for me. But then there came a time when I realized I had lost both my mom and my dad because my mom was gone. You just couldn't be there like you were before. So it was hard in that aspect. And so my husband and I and our two-year-old at the time, and I was pregnant with my second child, we just picked everything up and we moved in with my mom for no other reason, but we needed to be there for her and we wanted to be there for her.
One of the things that happened when my mother-in-law had Alzheimer's was most of the caregiving fell to my husband and myself. And when it was over with, his two sisters and him were barely on any speaking terms. They didn't realize it, but he never truly got over the fact that he had to do everything. But that's one of the things that Alzheimer's does. It can tear a family completely apart. And a lot of people, I think, don't even see that part of it. They see the patient who has it, but all of the underlying tension and fear and anger has to come out somewhere, and it comes out in the family.
I would say that you guys protected us a lot from the caregiving. We did not caregive, none of us really were caregivers for my dad until my mom could not be around my dad, which was not my mom's choice.
Right. And that was, Abby says, how I sheltered all of them. That was my main concern, that my family would be a family.
But rather than despair, Abby and Ruth have hope for the approved treatments.
When we talk about what is there for my generation, it's incredible what is happening right now, and the drugs that are coming through and the testing that's trying to be passed. It is incredible. Like, my generation has a true chance to just have simply more time. More time so that when my daughters have kids eventually, they won't know me as someone from a picture. for someone that's only had Alzheimer's in their life and to really see the fact that I have a chance, and hands down, I know my kids will be fine. That is what I feel like right now. If we keep going and keep moving forward with what we're doing, if we stop, it's going to be a different story. But that is what I see for our future.